Trust me when I tell you that it's so easy to pass judgment and say that we would never be so desperate to pay to have sex with someone. However, putting your morals, values, and religious beliefs aside, it does make sense that this service would exist, be popular, and profitable for some societies, right? Now, as an all-American girl born and raised, the stereotypes and images of prostitutes that come to my mind all include some skanky-looking chick with a short skirt and halter top walking down a dark street and getting in the back of a car or checking into some seedy motel. Let us not forget the ever-popular role of the pimp. If you listen to today's music, you already know that pimping is back. However, it's hard out there for a pimp. Now, since we've already thrown out morals, values, and religious beliefs, I must state that when I talk about prostitution, I'm in no way referring to human trafficking, children, or anyone being forced to perform sexual acts. For the sake of this article and argument, we are talking about consenting adults that engage in sexual acts for money. Now, if you are considering paying for love in all the right places, and you happen to be in the U.S., well, there's not many choices for you. Nevada is known for the hot spot for all things off-limits everywhere else. The truth is that prostitution is illegal in Las Vegas. You would have to travel to Nye County or northern Nevada. There you can find several licensed ranches that are regulated by the state. This just means that their employees must be checked out by a doctor on the regular. I'm sure that asking you to put aside your morals, values, and religious beliefs is like asking a person to look at something from a mother or father perspective only and not as a woman or man. There are some things that you just can't separate. Personally, I put prostitution in the same class as alcohol. It's so much easier to control someone when you know where it is and who's consuming it. Of course, there will be those that still want to sell it out of their basement on Sundays after hours or to those not old enough to buy it. However, you get that whether it's legal or not. Some believe that prostitution, pornography, and other forms of commercialized sex, despite being a multi-billion-dollar industry, only cater to a small number of consumers. That legalizing it will break up families, homes, and communities. Increase violence, drugs, and crime. Sounds like a good argument for gun control. Oh, there I go again, forgetting that I live in a place where it's better to make war, not love. I'm all for getting love when and where you can find it. If you have to pay for it, well, do you, baby. As long as you're not taking it against someone's will and they're not being forced to sell it to you, who am I to judge? Everything is not for everyone. Know what is right for you and move along.